Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike King with the Better Health Show, and today we have with us Cheryl Myers. She's the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education. She's been on our show quite frequently. She's just a joy to talk with. She's full of very important, really good information. And I love Cheryl because she brings it down to a layperson's level. She doesn't get real technical, which sometimes I think I do. I'm kind of guilty of that. But again, today we're going to be talking about the grapeseed extract and the OPCs, which are oligomeric proanthocyanidins. And that's a big word there. They're just phenomenal. Now, there's a lot of different things that they do. And I kind of wanted to give a listing out here of everything that's involved. And then Cheryl and I are going to drill down. But before we do that, we were talking off air a little bit about how important it is to get a supplement that's bioavailable. If you could take 1,000 milligrams of something and maybe only 5 milligrams actually gets into your body. And I know that's real common with the rock calcium, the calcium citrates, carbonates, and so forth. I have a lot of my doctor and scientific friends saying like the common calcium that you would take is kind of like taking cement. It's not really going to do you any good. In fact, one of my good friends right now has to get a heart valve replaced because it had calcium buildup on it because he was on, and I won't name the brand, but it was a calcium citrate, a very popular brand. He was on that for 10 years because he had low blood calcium. It actually damaged his heart, so now he has to go in for heart surgery. So a lot of times with these improper supplementation or medicines, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So anyway, I'm gonna list a whole bunch of different things. I'm sure we won't get around to it this time. We'll be doing this again later next month and kind of finish it off. But I'm gonna give you a big list. Take a deep breath. There's a lot here. Again, the grapeseed extract, the OPCs, are very, very similar in being what, you know, we call whole food, holistic, you know, really natural product that what I like to say, adaptogenic, that helps your body overall with its health. So, you know, again, you're taking something that has primary function, but it has all these secondary benefits. And that's what I love being, you know, in this industry, is because I know if somebody buys something, their right arm's not going to fall off 2 or 3 years from now, or they're not going to get calcification of their heart valves because they were, you know, on a improper supplement or drug. So here we go. We're going to list these off: cancer, heart disease and atherosclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, depression, colitis, diabetes and obesity, muscle recovery and soreness, inflammation, peripheral artery disease, high blood pressure, oxidative stress, deep vein thrombosis, Crohn's disease, dermatitis, psoriasis, ascites, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, cholesterol balance, and dementia. Now, this is including both the Curamin products and the grapeseed OPCs. Now, grapeseed OPCs function a little bit more on some of these. The outstanding ones of these are cardiovascular strength, cholesterol balance, blood pressure, Alzheimer's, exercise recovery, cancer inhibition, focus and cognition, inflammation, oxidative stress, and diabetes, obesity, and weight gain. Now, I kind of like to promote the curcumin extract products more for the inflammation. They're just wonderful for that. And you get all these other benefits. The OPCs, I kind of stress a little bit more for circulation, cardiovascular disease. Am I kind of on the money there with that, Cheryl?
Well, I'd say yes, but doesn't that sound like a lawyer answer when you always add the extra but?
Oh, no, that's what you're here for.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I got you in here for.
But they work real. I would say that if I had serious concerns, I would use both. Because they both function somewhat differently. And I think that when we look at the etiology of most diseases, virtually all diseases, what we see is that some of the contributing factors, the major contributing factors, are unchecked oxidative stress and oxidative damage, high levels of chronic inflammation, and low levels of proper liver detoxification. And so when you find those occasional rare compounds that have truly powerful benefits in all three of those realms, that's when you have your, what I would like to think of as like super supplements or extremely powerful right. medicines. So when we talk about curcumin, I always say curcumin is my number one choice because it does the most and it does the most powerfully.
Yes.
And when we've talked in the past several times about our Curamed for, you know, like with our BCM95, our curcumin that's in our Curamin, our natural pain product. But today we're talking about clinical levels of those OPCs from right. grapeseed extract that also help to complete the picture. Curcumin is a fat-soluble compound. Grapeseed is a water-soluble compound. And so when you use the both of them together, you're getting both the yin and the yang. You're
yes.
getting more penetration, and you're getting more areas that are addressed and touched. Grapeseed is a super powerful antioxidant. And when we talk about oxidative strength, we sometimes use something called the ORAC value, the oxygen radical absorbance capacity. Well, when we look at grapeseed extract, the ORAC value is well over 2.3 million per 100 grams. So it's a really, really powerful antioxidant. What your listeners may not know, though, is that oxidative stress comes in all sizes and flavors and shapes. And there, when we talk about using things to stop this damage, just being alive creates oxidative stress.
Right, just moving around, right.
Just up in the morning, you're causing oxidative stress.
Right, not to interrupt, but real quickly, I'm thinking, okay, oxidative stress, that's why this helps speed recovery from exercise and injury, because, you know, when we exercise, we produce a lot of free radicals and a lot of oxidative stress on our body. So, you know, this is one of the things that I think, you know, people would be really interested in, you know, for exercise and recovery, or if they're going to, you know, be doing a marathon or something like that. I think it, you know, would be one of those really good products that they could utilize.
Absolutely. But when we look at the fact that oxidative stress comes in all kinds of shapes and sizes
right.
and flavors, that one tool does not fit all of those problems. So when we, like, for example, vitamin C is a great antioxidant.
Sure.
Why don't we just load up on vitamin C every single day and stop all of our problems? Well, because it doesn't address all kinds of oxidative stress.
Right
tool for the right job. And in this case, when we look at grapeseed extract is a super powerful antioxidant. It does touch a very wide range of areas in which the body gets damaged by oxidation. And there is some overlap with curcumin, but they're not exactly the same. So when you put the two together, you really get some excellent broad-spectrum antioxidant activity, which plays a role in helping to prevent chronic diseases, but also in helping to prevent further deterioration in chronic disease. Another thing that I really like, I love that you mentioned grapeseed because, I mean, blood pressure and atherosclerosis
right.
because grapeseed extract, good grapeseed extract, and I know we'll talk about that in a moment, has been shown to be a vasodilator. It helps the blood vessels, the walls of the blood vessels
to relax,
so they aren't quite held so stiffly.
Right.
And when you have that opening up of the blood vessels, you get improved circulation, you reduce blood pressure, and you reduce the wear and tear on the heart. So it's a very, very good intervention for helping with heart disease. So
right.
When I look at curcumin versus grapeseed extract, I think they're perfect in partnership. Curcumin I see as much more powerful, as you mentioned, when it comes to the
inflammation.
Remember when I said we address both oxidative stress and
yes.
inflammation? Grapeseed extract is also anti-inflammatory, but it really shines a little bit more powerfully as an antioxidant.
Right. Well, I know, you know, in the past we've used pycnogenol, which was the maritime pine bark, which has basically the OPC is very, very similar to the grapeseed.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like about the grapeseed is your company, basically, and with, you know, the high science and all of the nutraceutical, you know, advancement, has made the grapeseed very, very bioavailable. And grapeseed is a lot cheaper, a lot less expensive than the maritime pine bark or what's branded as the pycnogenol products. Now, I actually take 100 milligrams of pycnogenol, and I guess I could say I Jones the, you know, I take massive amounts of the grapeseed, but I still take a core of the pycnogenol. And again, I feel like it's kind of, you know, apples and oranges. They're both fruit. You both get a lot of benefit from them. But I'm still a core believer in the pycnogenol, but I am just absolutely amazed at the grapeseed. Now, I actually felt, I felt it the first, maybe week or two of supplementation. I could feel it making me feel better. And I've had some customers, one of my good friends actually, you know, started taking it. And because I told him, I said, man, you got to take this stuff. You're going to feel so much better. And he took it and he said he really didn't feel anything. And I said, well, you know, maybe you're kind of already there. This is supporting things behind the scene. You know, you're not going to feel your blood vessels and the endothelial lining, you know, get healed and relax. You're not going to really feel that. You know, you're not going to feel the free radical damage being reversed and your liver maybe getting a little bit more detoxified. But I said in the long run, it's one of these core things. And I'm really excited about, you know, the Curamin. You know, we've talked about that. You know, it even helps me to go to sleep. Sometimes I'll take, you know, 2 to 4 before I go to bed at night, depending on how I feel. And it's doing all these other things. But in combination, this is an absolutely phenomenal combination. Now, I had another friend that just thought I was basically making all this up. It couldn't be true. He started taking the curcumin products, and he can't believe it. He said, you know, his knee pain went away. He's actually lost a little bit of weight. He's got more energy. A lot of the aches and pains that he had, he doesn't have anymore. And you know, he basically just takes one pill a day and gets great benefit from it. I mean, he was just touting it. Actually, he is, you know, another newscaster where I do a live show with him. And he was teasing me the other day because he's like, Mike, I really thought you were crazy. I really, you know, there's no way that something can make you feel that good. And he said, now I am an absolute believer. He says it's changed my life because I was, you know, as we get older, we start degrading. We start getting aches and pains. We start getting circulatory issues. And this is something that I feel these products not only bring you back, but they kind of advance you. And I get real excited when I get something that makes me feel younger.
Well, you know, let me tell you a story about grapeseed extract and those wonderful, brilliant, valuable compounds, and they're called OPCs, oligomeric proanthocyanidins. Too big a mouthful to say every day, so most people just say OPCs.
Right.
There's three rich sources. And Dr. Mascalere, who is the one who did the original research,
yes.
he first discovered them in French maritime pine tree bark. The next source he discovered, is he also found that were quite rich in OPCs, was in the seed of the grape. And the mm-hmm. third source that he found that was rich in OPCs are that little red skin on the outside of peanuts. You know how when you crack
open
a peanut?
I remember reading about that. Right,
you know,
right.
When you open the peanut shell, there's
the stuff you spit
skin.
Out.
So when he was doing his research, so these OPCs are brilliant and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But what, and so a lot of companies many years back, launched some grapeseed products because there was just stellar research.
Yes.
Heart.
Yes.
Diabetes, you name it. Cancer.
Right.
The cancer research was lovely. So they had this wonderful reputation. But it was expensive, even though pycnogenol is, you know, sometimes it's more expensive. But, you know, it was still relatively expensive. And then what happens when it was in the top 10 of supplements sold in health food stores, and people loved it. Then people started to compete because it was so popular. It's like its own popularity stabbed it right in the foot. Because the people started to compete on price, somebody came in and said, well, I've got grapeseed extract and it's $2 cheaper. And somebody else came in because they wanted a piece of this this very lucrative puzzle. So then they would say, well, I can do grapeseed extract for $5 cheaper.
Right.
So it started to become less expensive. But unfortunately, what happened when it became less expensive, the clinically studied product that actually worked couldn't get sold anymore.
Wasn't being sold, yes.
Yes, you know, so it started to plummet. And
I read about that. Yeah, I read you could get a pound of the grapeseed extract from China for about $17, but the stuff that was really good and researched and studied that had, I think, the tannins taking out was like $300
a
pound.
Right, and that's a French grapeseed extract, which is what we use in our product.
Awesome.
It's called VX1, and the French grapeseed is from the Bordeaux area of France. So it's from a country that uses very high-quality grapes. It's a byproduct of the wine industry. They use the seeds, and this is where it's extracted from.
You know, Cheryl, not to interrupt here, but this is what I love about your company and your pharma is, you know, if you sit down, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, your company and Terry and you and everybody that's involved, You spend a lot of time. You work with the leading doctors and scientists. You source your products. You look at the clinical studies. You make sure that it's bioavailable. And at the end of the day, the prices aren't really that great. You know, you hear about pharmaceuticals that, you know, be charging you, what, $20,000 or $2,000 for, you know, a remedy or for a pharmaceutical that maybe works. But it's out of the hands of most people. And in right now, you know, with the co-pays and everything, I have customers, it's like, I can't afford my meds. Now, when we get into nutraceuticals, you know, something that gets over $50 is really expensive for us because we're used to, you know, selling products for $20, $30, sometimes even $10, sometimes even on the supplements. It's not uncommon for like vitamin C or something to be, you know, $8. Now, you got to be careful because there's a lot of synthetics out there. There's a lot of garbage out there. And when you go to a mass merchandise, you know, retail operation, you know, you may be able to get something very inexpensive, but it's absolutely garbage. So here we have a great balance of a company that's done all the research, that's getting you the very best, most bioavailable, so you don't really have to take as much. You get the benefits from it, and you get it at a good price. So, you know, you're maybe not spending $5 or $10 for junk or garbage, or having to spend $2,000 or $3,000 for, you know, a pharmaceutical that you can't afford.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that was really different about this French grapeseed, aside from the fact that it was from really quality grapes to begin with.
Right. Well, yeah, the French with their grapes and their wine.
OPCs are small enough to be absorbed.
Ah.
It turns out that OPCs come in all kinds of sizes. Some of them are Chihuahuas, and some of them are Great Danes.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
If they're Great Danes, there's no way they're going to make it through the doggy door.
So oh, I love that. I love your analogies. What's that other one?
The OPCs are called tannins.
Yeah. Okay.
And so when you look at a label, and let's say a company says, I'm selling 100 milligrams of grape seed,
uh-huh.
and it's standardized to 60% OPCs, that may sound good to someone, but if every single one of those is a Great Dane, you just may as well just toss your money right out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they cannot absorb. So that's why this is such a big deal. This French VX1 is standardized to make sure that only Chihuahuas are used. There is only the small molecular size OPCs that are easily absorbed. That's why we make the claim tannin-free. Because
okay.
tannins, a lot of companies can add tannins, which drives up their OPC count on the label, because when you test it in a laboratory, they're like, well, they're not lying. They're all in there. But
right.
what they're not telling you is that they're way too big for you to ever absorb them or ever have any health benefits.
Wow.
And so that, in my opinion, is what really diminished the use of grapeseed as a natural medicine in this company,
yeah,
with people competing on price and walking away from clinically studied ingredients.
It wasn't working for people.
It just didn't work.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing succeeds like success, but you know what? Nothing fails like failure.
Yeah.
So when people buy it for expecting these life-changing benefits, and they paid $7.99 for it,
right.
And then they wonder what happened, they walk away from it. So I'm really, really excited. This is the first time that this particular clinically studied or scientifically studied VX1 grapeseed extract
uh-huh.
has been made available in America. And, of course, it was Terry that found it, Terry that licensed it.
Yeah, he's
Terry
so good at that. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And
yeah.
I have heard you're not the only person I've heard from. People who have said to me, oh, I tried grapeseed extract years ago for, let's fill in the blank, this, that, or the other, and I didn't get very many benefits.
Yeah.
And then I tried your grapeseed. So I am not demonizing other grapeseeds because they're from China, because China does have some good quality compounds that come
sure,
out of there.
Sure.
But China's like any other country. There's good companies, medium companies, and companies that are just, ugh.
Outstanding. Oh, yeah, the bad ones, yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. Some of those companies are the ones that are competing on price. You know, the most expensive product you will ever buy is the product that does absolutely nothing for you. And that's why it's such a pleasure to work with the Terry Naturally line, because I know I never have to be embarrassed. I never have to make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I never have to put people off and say, oh, I'm sorry it didn't help you, but, it helps other people. Because
yeah.
it's really, you know what I'm saying? It's real, and I bet you feel that way, too.
Well, yeah, I was just going
to
say.
You're talking to people every single day. You don't want to recommend things
right,
that don't work.
It filters down to me. I mean, I can be a hero to people. You know, they'll come in and they'll be like, oh, you know, I've got this joint pain. or I've got this fatty liver problem or cardiovascular problem. And I'll be like, okay, well, here's some leading products. This is what most of our customers that have symptoms similar to yours, this is what they use, or this is one of the leading products in that category. And if it doesn't perform, I hear about it. Now, if it performs, I usually don't. They usually won't say anything. You know, they'll just keep buying it. You know, they'll come back and get more. But, you know, again, I'm really amazed at this product because it goes everything from, you know, helping to prevent heart disease. This is some of the things that are out there, but, you know, it helps kill cancer cells. And the thing, and it speeds the healing of damaged muscle tissue, reduces non-fatty alcoholic, the fatty liver disease. And that's one of those things that's really hard to address. It also reduces inflammation. You know, boom, there you go with the Curamin and with this product. And, of course, what's this, not to jump all around, but what's this about improving brain focus? I'm assuming because we've used the pycnogenol for so many years, and this would be wonderful, too, for, like, macular degeneration. And I always think of these OPCs and products like that of kind of cleaning out the fine capillaries. And when you do that, you get better digestion, you get better eyesight, you get better hearing. But what's
and you
this?
Get better brain function.
That okay, so that's what it is.
Do with the
okay.
circulatory enhancements, but additionally, when we look at people who have certain types of brain diseases, like Parkinson's disease,
right.
Alzheimer's disease, one thing that they have in common are extraordinarily high levels of oxidative stress. For example, in Parkinson's disease, there's high levels of oxidative stress in a part of the brain called the substantia nigra that controls voluntary movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so as those cells die prematurely, we start to see an impact on voluntary movement. So what researchers don't entirely know is what's causing that in the first place.
Right.
Why is that one area a focus of dysfunction? So what we do know, though, is that by introducing these extraordinarily high-potency antioxidants like curcumin, like grapeseed extract, that are proven to cross the blood-brain barrier, all of a sudden you're going to get
okay.
a slowdown in the progression of the disease in it, and it may help with some of the repair functions.
Sure. Well, I got to interrupt.
Blood pressure plays a role in brain function as well.
Yes, I got to interrupt real quick. You
okay.
said passes the blood-brain barrier. So this grapeseed extract also passes the blood-brain barrier.
Yes, it's had a lot of studies also on ADD and ADHD. I'd like
okay.
more and more on focus, but I think that there's some preliminary work out there that's extremely promising.
Okay. So I'll let you get...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'll let you get back to the diabetes.
I was just going to say that blood pressure plays a role in how your brain functions as well.
And right.
if your blood pressure is too high, it puts a lot of strain and stress on those capillaries, and you start to get some microhemorrhages and
yep.
micro ruptures and all that.
And then plaque buildup.
Well,
there
was an Italian study just about 2 or 3 years ago, and they looked at people who were either pre- or mild hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people whose top number on their blood pressure was like 150 to 160 or less. So we're not talking super high blood pressure where people are in danger of having
right.
an imminent stroke.
Mild to moderate.
About too high to be healthy.
Right.
And they gave this grapeseed extract to them for 4 months. And at the end, they saw a significant improvement in the blood pressure, so much so that 93% of the people in this study diagnosed with pre- or mild hypertension returned to normal blood pressure.
93?
So think of what an enormous strain that takes off of both the brain and off of the heart as well.
So, I mean, we almost have what you could call, and we're not really allowed to do it in our industry, but we've got like a cure here going on for, the pre-hypertension, the beginnings, the mild to moderate. And the thing that I'm looking at is we're not covering something up with a poison or a drug or a pharmaceutical and covering up the symptoms. We're actually helping the body to get to the what we would call the problem and get to the deep healing and actually rejuvenate and support, nutritionally support and rejuvenate and get that arterial wall, the blood vessels and all of that back to a more youthful state.
You know, another thing that interferes with brain function is blood sugar. In fact, some
yes.
professionals are calling Alzheimer's disease diabetes of the brain.
Oh, okay.
Well, so it turns out that because people with type 2 diabetes have far higher rates of dementia than individuals who do not have type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, I've read that. I've read that. Yeah, I've read the studies on that. So, I mean,
so
if you
have... We have a really powerful product called Sucontrol D that we've talked about before.
Uh-huh.
That's just the most powerful natural blood sugar balancer I've ever seen. I say balancer because it reins in blood sugar, but it never takes it too low.
Okay, now what? Tell me about that. We're going to have to do a show on that one. But
the Sucontrol D is herb that has not been available in the United States before, called Hintonia latifolia.
Okay.
There's a specific polyphenol out of Hintonia that's extracted, and in Germany it's considered an over-the-counter medicine that doctors can write notes for, or that they can recommend. It's been proven to reduce hemoglobin A1C, fasting blood sugar, and postprandial, or after you eat, blood sugar, to help rein it in and return it to normal.
Oh.
So it's a really, really powerful product. But if you take that with the clinical OPC grapeseed extract, there are some studies shows that it works in a different mechanism of action. It works on a hormone in the body.
1-2 punch.
Yes, indeed, adiponectin. And this is a protein that's responsible for helping to regulate blood sugar. It helps improve insulin metabolism. It also plays a role in balancing cholesterol. You know, we don't care so much about how high the cholesterol is, but we sure want it to be the right kind of cholesterol.
Right.
And so it does all of these things.
Wow.
So it has even been independently studied and showed that in people who use the grapeseed extract, it increases their adiponectin levels by 61%.
Wow.
So even though more research is needed, I think that's incredibly promising for diabetes as well.
Okay, real quickly, now what is this product again? What's the name of it?
Well, our product is called Clinical OPC because it does give you clinical strength.
No, the diabetes
results.
Product.
Pardon me?
The blood sugar product.
Oh, that product is called Sucontrol, S-U-C-O-N-T-R-A-L.
Okay.
D, and that is an amazing clinically studied. I'd have to look it up to give you an exact number, but I know it's at least 20 clinical studies.
Wow!
It may be as many as 30 studies on this product, but it's been on sale in Germany and used in Germany as a natural medicine for a very long time. But this is the first time that it's been introduced to the United States.
Okay, and we'll have it at Merryman. I'm sure I've kind of seen it come through, and of course I'm going to want more information and literature, and we can do another show on that.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl, I think we're going to be running out of time here. Is there anything real quickly that you want to add before we go? We got about 10 seconds.
I didn't have time to mention the very last study that was done, and I'll mention it really quickly.
Okay.
But done specifically on our VX1. It was a cellular study, but what it showed is that it suppressed a pathway in the body that stimulates cancer activity, and it's called the HIPPO-YAP pathway. You don't have to remember that.
Yeah.
But they haven't found anything else in the drug world or the nutrient world that helps with that pathway.
Wow.
And so, again, I think that there's going to be some even more promising research on how to use grapeseed extract if you're struggling with cancer or have had cancer in the past. So I think that I think we're going to see some marvelous, marvelous things happen now that we have a clinical OPC that can actually be absorbed.
Awesome. Cheryl, thank you so much. We've got so much more to talk about, and we'll be talking very soon.